Triton football coach Eric Burgos is joining us here, getting ready for their opening playoff game at Opponequit on Friday night at 6:30. Eric, welcome. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Yeah, thanks so much, Bill.
Well, Eric, let's get right to it. Tell me about Opponequit. What kind of a game is this going to be?
Opponequit's a good team, man. They are just really tough, fast, and, you know, play very confident. So it's going to be just, hopefully, you know, if everything goes well, just a really good, well-fought football game from both sides. They got just a lot of heart. You can tell they play with a lot of heart and a lot of toughness.
So tell me about their season. Was there, have you had a chance to look back at their season? Was there a highlight or two for them in their season, a defining game or two?
Not sure if there's been like a defining game. They've just been pretty consistent. You know, they've been consistently scoring points and consistently giving up not so much points. So, you know.
That's a winning formula, Coach, isn't it? Yeah.
It sure is. There is. So I think they're on like a something like a five-game, six-game winning streak.
All right. So tell me offensively, what do they do? What do you have to try to defend? What is unique about them?
Offensively, it's a lot of, you know, gap scheme, a lot of wing T-ish type plays. You know, so I mean, we just have to be make sure our defensive guys are just sticking to their keys, really – being, you know, very disciplined on defense. I guess they're going to force you to be as disciplined as you can be. And then defensively, they play an aggressive style of defense, which is awesome, you know. So our guys just need to execute. At the end of the day, they need to execute and just be ready for a lot.
So if here's my last question on your opponent. So if you were to look at them, who is the player that just stands out, or, you know, and what or his role on the team?
So number six is their running back. He seems like their guy. He's their running back. He'll get a ton of carries, but at the same time, he'll play some strong safety. He'll roll into the box and play some linebacker. So he's a really tough, really good athlete. Just the kind of kid you look at on film and you'll say, you'd love to have that kid on your team. He plays with intensity and doesn't take a playoff. I mean, the kid plays the whole game, all four quarters, and he never looks to be skipping a beat.
Well, Eric, let's talk about your team, Triton, and maybe give us an update let's do it this way. So let's say someone's listening to this listening to you for the first time this year, want to know about Triton football, your key players and roles that they play. Who would those guys be?
Yeah, so it all starts with our leader at quarterback, you know, Max Mataro, who's playing a very dynamic role all year long. I mean, you ask him to do something, and he's able to adjust and adapt. Within a week, he's really good like that. He's really smart and really savvy. And then along throughout the year, you know, we've developed kind of a Debo Samuel type player, you know, and Cole Piazzaczynski, who is a tailback, slot receiver, you name it, he'll do it. Also plays a great role on defense as well. Geez, we have a very good senior line, you know. So it's led by Ashton Watson, Tony Saforza, Luke O'Leary, Zach Fowler, Owen Harding. I mean, these guys have really. You talk about Max being able to adjust. These guys are able to take the game plan and execute it very well. And, you know, so it allows us to give a lot of different looks and be dynamic in that way as far as offensive plays. And it's funny because high school is that way. You're going to have guys playing both ways, so the same names you hear on offense are typically the same names you hear on defense, but really defensively led by our linebacker core, Josh Rodriguez and Nate Miller. They've been just consistently making plays for us, and they're seniors as well, so they got a lot of experience there.
Well, Oh, I'm sorry. No, go ahead, Eric.
No, I felt like I rambled there, but we're good.
No, no, that's fine. That's what we want. We want you to drop those names. So I'll just drop off the last question here, I guess. And like high school, you mentioned the high school football. So like any football, sometimes you make progress. Sometimes you have a setback from week to week. But, you know, tell me about the progress your team has made this year and maybe in particular, you know, of late you've been making to get ready to this point for the opening round of the playoffs.
Yeah, so at the beginning of the year, you would look at our team and question, you know, how they would do based on record alone. But it's been a neat schedule for us. It's, you know, we had the heavy hitters early, and so we've been pretty battle tested, and these kids have been resilient throughout the entire season. Just kind of every game showing glimpses of who they could really be. And, you know, recently we've been able to, you know, get a little hot, right? So we've won the last three games. And each game we've been able to show a good form of Triton football, which bodes well for us, you know, heading into the playoffs. This is what you ask for your team. You know, you want them to be playing good football heading into the playoffs you know, they're doing everything we ask them to do. So super proud of where they're at right now.
Well, you guys have had a great season. And Eric, anything else you want to share with us about the football team before we hang up, if they say?
No, just proud of Triton football. You know, they're making a brand of their own, and I'm just excited to be their coach and see them through this process.
Well, you've done a great job. I don't think I've ever used the word hang up in an interview before, Coach. That sounds kind of rude, doesn't it? Sorry, I apologize.
Trying to get rid of me.
Not at all. But if you keep rambling, I'm going to have to hang up on you, Coach. No. No, you are not rambling. But, Coach, thanks so much, Eric, and best of luck to you guys on Friday night. And, again, we appreciate all your help during the course of the year. And again, congratulations on what you've been able to accomplish so far this season.
No, I appreciate that, Bill. It's been fun. Thank you so much.
Yeah, take care. Eric Burgos, maybe that's his last appearance with us. He may never come back. But thanks for joining us here on MSO NewSports.com.